Okay, some really good things out there tonight with our offense. I thought great to see Derek back out. And he was sharp, hooked up with Jared and with Crab. Lamari, a spectacular high point catch. Great to see Marshawn get a couple carries, and you know, we didn't have a huge workload for him, but get him out there and get him started and then get him out. Real positive, obviously, Khalil, our defensive player of the year, comes out here and gets a sack on his first night of action. Overall, I thought the defense was poor, in particular early when we started the game. And we're going to have to be a whole lot better there. So I think that's clear for everybody to see. But overall, you know, we came out of this preseason game healthy and got some good work and saw some areas where we need to improve and saw some areas where we're doing some good things. We want to build on that. But all in all, you know, pleased with the night in terms of getting a lot of good work, a lot of good exposure, a lot of evaluation, and thank goodness we're relatively healthy coming out of this ball game. So that was good. So questions?
Jack, how will the team address the deal with Deshaun Smith arrest going forward?
What? I'm sorry?
The felony arrest for Deshaun Smith, how will the team deal with that going forward?
Well, I think we'll let him battle, legally what issues he has. So I don't really have anything to add to it. I mean, I think you heard the story as defending his sister. And, obviously, things occurred that were taken issue with, and so he's having to defend himself right now.
Jack, late on the corner blitz, got pretty good penetration. Is it kind of a sneak peek, but maybe more of that?
Oh, we're not trying to give away too much, but yeah, I think we brought a couple guys off the slot tonight. But we've got plans, but I'm more concerned. Really, I'm less concerned with like the play call and more concerned with just basic execution right now. You know, I think we'll go a long way when we clean some of those things up. You know, the things that we've talked about for too long in terms of communication errors and eye violations and things like that, that just keep you from ever being, really good on defense. Those just have to get cleaned up.
How did you think Connor Cook played today?
I thought he played better than EJ. You know, I mean, they're obviously in a battle for the backup spot. And I think tonight, Connor was better in the backup role. Either one of them weren't quite as sharp as they were the first time out. And so there are a lot of different factors to go into it, but I thought Connor played pretty well tonight. Which one now?
Nick Lismaro.
Nick, those young guys been given an opportunity to compete. You know, he finds the ball a little bit. I think, you know, Jelani Jenkins went in there and played pretty well the second. I think he was in for the second or third series and played the rest of the first half. And I thought he was pretty solid, too. So those two guys flashed. You know, Nick at the end of the game had a nice breakup, almost got a pick, would have ended it, would have been nice. I think they're doing a good job.
You spoke early last season during some of the struggles in the passing game about eye violations.
Yeah.
What you're seeing right now, or is that really?
When you see them, it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. Look, it's really simple. I mean, you know, if you don't have your eyes where you belong, you're playing man, if you're playing man, or even in zone. But if you're not seeing what you need to see, it makes it hard.
How do you go about it?
Well, that's the challenge. Obviously, I've identified what the problem is. Getting it fixed is the challenge. That's what we expect. I thought he did a great job of it, being engaged, staying in the game, getting every play call, thinking the game, you know, talking about what he's seeing in the defensive rotation and just kind of mentally playing the game. That's ideal the way he goes about it. Very professional, a great teammate, and, you know, that's exactly what we're looking for.
Was his pick a miscommunication or just a bad decision?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Haven't actually talked to him about that or the offensive staff. Saw it occurred. What he saw, what led to it, I'm not certain of. Ultimately, the quarterback has to shoulder that. Ball came out of his hand. You know, whether he should have been protected on that with the finish of the route or not, I'm not sure exactly what transpired.
Markell Williams, who struggled with our century game, do you see any positive signs, or do you think you might maybe try something else there?
What are you referring to? The play? Yeah. I think he's actually done some pretty solid things. You know, he's not the first person to ever get first linebacker to ever get exposed in man coverage, which happened last week. I think he's actually been pretty solid. You know, we have a pretty solid run front, and he's part of that.
Coach, it's the second week in a row that Markell decided to sit during the national anthem. Mm-hmm. Is there any further discussion after the game about his decision?
No. Well, we've been working our tight end position pretty good, you know, involving them in our offense throughout the offseason and through training camp. I think tonight you saw a little example of that, you know, with Jared and Lee. So, you know, I feel like Jared's a real weapon for us, and they'll look forward to getting him involved and not allowing people to roll up as much to Amari. You know, overall, felt like the protection was good. Felt like we ran the ball pretty solid. I look forward to watching the film. I just don't know enough about line play. Nothing really jumped out one way or the other. That's usually a good sign for the linemen. If, you know, there's not a glaring mistake, if it's a quiet night for the offensive line, that's usually a good thing. But I'll be able to comment more on their play when we get back together. Feliciano?
Yeah.
Yeah, get down. Don't take that beating. Yeah, he thinks he's an athlete. That was a heads-up play. You know, caught the ball and got some good solid yards. Just like him to get down, but good solid play.
Coach,